in a presentation to the Las Cruces City Council. Economic Development Deputy Director Francisco Payeras reported on the current state of city unemployment. The Las Cruces unemployment rate was 7.9% in June, down 2 percentage points when compared to June 2020. The percentage is still higher than June 2019 numbers, when unemployment was at 6.3%.
The city of Las Cruces is recovering from the negative economic effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. We are recovering. However, about 6,000 individuals are still filing for unemployment insurance in Doñana County.
The City Economic Development Deputy Director says the current unemployment numbers don't accurately tell the entire story, in part due to a reluctance by some to seek employment during a public health crisis.
We have a specific situation in which individuals are, in some instances, deliberately not going out to seek employment. They're seeking employment because they have to, but they're not necessarily going out and getting the jobs, right? It's quite an interesting phenomenon.
Councilor Ioana Bencomo says a lack of health protocols for select essential workers has partially led to a reluctance to enter the current workforce.
We are still very much in a pandemic where we are asking people to show up to work and there isn't enough safety protocols, there isn't enough of an incentive for people to actually feel safe at work from getting sick from COVID. And then on top of that, many of these workers probably don't have health insurance.
At the height of the pandemic, approximately 12,000 Doñana County residents filed unemployment insurance claims, a number that has since been cut in half. Payeras says those unemployment benefits are currently set to expire in early September. They'll emphasize that a lack of benefits might not be enough to sufficiently increase employment within the county.
We have to keep an eye out for September once these benefits expire. We'll see what the labor market does. In Texas and in El Paso, the benefits have already expired, and they're still struggling to find people. So this doesn't necessarily tell you that it's because of the benefits, but rather because of other things that may be affecting it.
While prices have collectively risen across the United States, Payeras says Las Cruces remains competitive with other American cities, which could potentially attract more residents to Las Cruces.
Prices are going up. We are still competitive compared to other places in the nation, because prices are going up everywhere, not just in Las Cruces. But when we compare ourselves to everyone else, we're still competitive in terms of prices.
2020 census data for the city of Las Cruces shows an increase in the population by around 14%. Councilor Ioana Bencomo wants to ensure that Las Cruces continues to grow, advocating for the city to explore ways to reduce the cost of living.
People moved here. People wanted to live in Las Cruces, and I want to make sure that we do as much as possible to keep that desire to want to live here and ensure that people, everyone from workers to single parents to young families, they want to stay here.
Toward the end of the meeting, Mayor Ken Miyagashima offered ideas to cut down cost of living expenses, largely focusing on utilities.
Just a couple ideas. One would be community solar. So we can do that. Then I'm hoping that it would reduce our residents, those residents that participate, approximately 20% less on their electric bill. Another one is I wanted to look at increasing the franchise fee from El Paso Electric, that 1%.
For CareWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.